Hi, my name is Kevin Fitzpatrick, founder of the Sonesta Group. I want to take a few minutes to talk to you about how things that are going on in the sports world today, in the crazy world we live in, and how we can probably learn some lessons from that. And needless to say, in case it's not glaringly obvious, I'm a dedicated Philadelphia Eagles fan. And I don't know if I'm losing it or I'm just very dedicated, but I was at the game last Thursday. I left my home at 5:30 in the morning, kind of hid in the parking lot when we weren't supposed to be there so we could get our spot to tailgate. And I got home 3:30 the following morning. It was a very, very long day, but it was a very important and eventful day for a lot of reasons. And it also set the stage for my mind to go down some comparisons to some of the adversity in which we're dealing, to some of the behaviors that went on at that game. And needless to say, the Eagles playing the Cowboys is always an event, sometimes, unfortunately, a circus, and that's what happened at this game. And it's not about what happens, but it's about what we can learn from that. With Jalen Carter spitting on Dak Prescott, some which either I'm delusional as an Eagles fan or it's absolutely true, Prescott baited him, a young man who is immature, he has some growing up to do, he has a bad temper, but he was also probably a force that the offensive line couldn't stop of the Cowboys. And Prescott knew that. That's my theory, and I'm sticking with it. But let's fast forward to what that means. And that means that Jalen Carter lost his temper. He did something very inappropriate, very unsportsmanlike, and he was banned from the game. And how is that important? How can we build a segue to leadership and working with our colleagues? The response of the Eagles team was to win. And that was done primarily by their leader, Jalen Hurts, undervalued, unappreciated, an excellent game manager, who moved forward and did what was necessary to pull out a win. Not a pretty win, albeit as many Eagles wins are not. But nonetheless, it was about putting forward in the face of adversity, in the face of an unexpected challenge, redefining and demonstrating what leadership needs to look like. And while, yes, I'm a fan of Jalen Hurts, that's not what my statement is about. My statement is about in our everyday lives, in our companies, in our work life, and our personal life. We are challenged unexpectedly. We are challenged with things that we may not be prepared to deal with. We are challenged with things that at times may drive for us to react emotionally, sometimes inappropriately. And at the end of the day, we need to think about the bigger picture. We need to sit back and challenge what our response is going to be and understand that regardless of who we are, the role that we play professionally and/or personally with our families, we are setting the stage. We are setting an expectation just simply because who we are. And how we respond to unexpected circumstances, how we respond to adversity, does at times redefine that, does at times demonstrate what we will or will not do. That is our instincts. Our behavior is defined by our affect, and that is how we will or will not do something, what we can and cannot do. And as adults and as leaders, we need to sit back no matter what that adversity is and move forward with absolute intent, with absolute courage of conviction, with absolute integrity, no matter what is presented before us, no matter what challenge we have that may in fact be unexpected. And respond at all times with that conviction and that commitment to do what is right. If we stay to that commitment and engage the team around us and continue to lead, regardless of what is affecting us, we can pull out a win. On the other side of the football coin, we have the fabulous Buffalo Bills. I am, yes, a diehard Eagles fan. Growing up in Delaware County, the man that we shared a driveway with was from Buffalo. So since I could even spell the word football, my favorite AFC team has been the Buffalo Bills. Now, it's continued bolstered more more recently because my daughter, her husband, and two of my grandchildren live in Buffalo and probably always will unless I move to Canada, since my son-in-law is Canadian. But when you look at the Buffalo Bills, and I don't know about you, but when they played the Ravens, who are an extraordinary team, when you have two MVPs, both past and current, going against each other, both with very solid teams behind them, anything can happen. Midway through the fourth quarter, by many respects, it was over. It was over. And Josh Allen, a remarkable player, a remarkable leader, and a remarkable young man, pulled it out with his team. He pulled his team together. And they pulled a comeback and an upset that no one expected. If you take a step back from that, obviously go Bills, yay. But if you step back from that, being able to look at adversity like that, look at the fact that everyone gave up on the Bills that night. No one thought they would win, no matter how good a team they are. And they are, in my opinion, obviously very good, and I'm a little biased. But at the end of the day, it comes down to they pulled together as a team under a very strong leader, and they surprised everyone. No one was ready for their ability to come back against that adversity. No one was ready for them to change on a dime, change their entire approach, change their strategy, because if we borrow from Stephen Covey, they did it with the end in mind. They had the ability to jump forward and surprise the other team. I don't want to call it an enemy, but surprise the team that was bringing a challenge that they had not properly prepared for. And yet, by looking at that adversity head on, they were able to pull it out and get a win. In the last week, I've had a half a dozen individuals come to me, all of which have lost their jobs. None of which were prepared to lose their jobs. None were prepared to have to go in the transition. And those jobs were not lost in the last week. They were lost over the last 4 months. And they don't have direction. The outplacement services that they received did not help them figure out what they needed to do to go up against that adversity. I've met with each of them, and we're putting them through the model, and that's not the reason why I'm telling you this. Each of them now is getting re-energized. They're doing what they have to do to face the challenge, to drive change, to look deep within themselves and say, how am I going to move forward in my journey? How am I going to embrace the challenge that has been presented to me that is affecting not only me, it is affecting my own self-image, my esteem, my self-worth, my ability to take care of my family? And how do I say enough is enough? And that means looking deeply into who they are, what they have accomplished, taking credit for the things that have gone well, owning the things that have not gone well, and pulling it together and jumping ahead and saying, I'm going to make a difference for myself and my family, and I'm going to embrace this transition and move forward. Now, it's young in our, early in our discussion, but I think that they're all going to be able to do well moving forward because we'd offered them a different approach, an opportunity to look at adversity, to look at themselves from a different perspective than they ever had to do in the past, and embrace that change that is in front of them. Dig down, focus on their striving instincts, focus on what they can and cannot do, focus on what they have learned from their experience and their education, pull it all together and present their best foot forward to move on for this next chapter in their career. So as I pull all this together, it all comes down to, no matter what challenge is thrown in front of us, expected or otherwise, we have within us the power to make a difference. We have within us the power to face adversity, at times with the help of our friends and our colleagues. But if we accept that help, if we ask for that help, and we embrace that adversity moving forward, we will make a difference, not only for ourselves, for our family, for our team, for our next job, and for our future. Thank you.